Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wentz, second and five. Addison, he's got it! Touchdown!
Shotgun, fake the pitch, soft toss, it's handled. Knoll is in for the touchdown! The Texans have got their groove back.
Browning with protection this time, and it's intercepted by Anzalone. Anzalone works around Chase and out of bounds inside the 30.
Well, how the turntables. The Steelers don't play. The Browns go down in London. The Ravens, as currently constructed, might be the worst team in the NFL. And the Bengals put up a little bit of a fight late, but that game was never in question. The AFC North goes 0-3. The Steelers sit on their couch and watch. The Steelers at 3-1 are in first place in the AFC North. The Bengals at 2-3 are in second. The Ravens and Browns bringing up the rear at 1-4. Are the Steelers going to win the AFC North? 412-928-9370. We'd love to talk to Ian's about that today. I feel better about it now than I did before, because it's not just that the Ravens lost, Doran. It's that they played the worst offense in the NFL, statistically speaking. A team that scored 16 points per game coming in Houston. And they gave up a 40-burger.
Mm.
They provided zero resistance. I mean what I said. I think without Lamar, without Marlon Humphreys, without Roquan Smith, without Matabuke, who's not coming back at any point this year, I think that was the worst roster put on the field in an NFL game yesterday. And they're going to lose next week if Lamar doesn't play, and they may well lose even if Lamar plays. They're going to be facing 1-5, and the Steelers, well, they're going to be favored in their next two with a chance to be 5-1. How are we feeling about the Steelers in the AFC North?
I feel obviously really good about them where they sit right now. I think that they control their own fate. They control their own destiny at this point. It'll just come down to if they don't win the AFC North, it'll come down to them beating themselves. It'll come down to them beating themselves and not taking care of business against the teams that they have coming up right now in these next 2 weeks. Well, not even 2 weeks, I guess, the Thursday night game too. So I feel really good about where they're at. If they can stay healthy, if they could clean up some of the issues that they have, they don't have to be astronomical cleanups either. They don't have to be like, oh my gosh, it's a revelation. This offensive line is now top three in the NFL. No, they don't even have to be that. They just have to clean up some things and take care of their own business and go in there and go in and take care of the teams that they're supposed to beat.
Yes.
If they do that, yes, they can win the AFC North for sure. Look at it. It's awful.
Let's do math real quick. Are the Steelers good enough to go 8-5 the rest of the way?
Yeah.
I think so too. And if you do, you're winning the division. You might be able to win it at 10-7. You really might. Cincinnati's not going to get Joe Burrow back until December, and the way they're playing, I wouldn't even bring him back. People are saying maybe they'll try to trade for Russell Wilson. Someone in the press box, my friend James Rapien covers the Cincinnati Bengals. He tweeted out that in the press box, someone said Spencer Rattler would be better than Jake Browning. I don't necessarily disagree with that. Jake Browning made some throws at the end. He was also butt cheeks before then. They are as bad as it gets. The Ravens are as bad as it gets. And when you get Lamar back, you're going to have to win all but one game the rest of the way to get to 11 wins. And that's just not going to happen. Look at Buffalo last night, man. Look at what Green Bay did. Green Bay, I was thinking, hey, they might be the best team in football with what they did to Detroit. They go on the road, they lose to Cleveland. They go out there, they tie the Cowboys, a great offensive team, but a horrendous defensive team. The Chiefs have a couple of losses already. Pick a team in the NFL. They all stub their toe. I know that Denver's pretty good. Philadelphia had a lead at home in one of the toughest places to play in the NFL. They stubbed their toe. Point being, Baltimore, if they're sitting here at 1-5, even if you get Lamar Jackson back, you got to be damn near perfect the rest of the way. They're not good enough to be damn near perfect the rest of the way, because guess what? Nobody is that good in the NFL this year. Anybody can lose to anybody, which is going to bring us back to Cleveland and Cincinnati these next couple of weeks. But, man, if the Steelers go 10-7, I think they got like a 75-80% chance of winning the AFC North. And why would I not think they can go 10-7? They go 10-7 every damn year.
Right.
So I think they're winning it. I'm not saying print the hats and T-shirts. That wouldn't be a great way to spend money, just in case. But I feel better now than I did when the weekend started, because it's not just that all those teams lost, it's how each of those three teams lost, Thorin.
And the way that the schedule sets up a little bit, too, I think that the Steelers have a chance to play their best ball whenever they do face their tougher opponents, you know, going on in the middle of the year until to the end of the year when they have the Bills and the Lions and the Chargers and even, frankly, the Packers. I think these two games, you figure out a lot about yourself, you get a win. You go in there and you try to win any way possible just to get a W in the column.
Yes.
But I think that they're in control of their own destiny at this point. They just got to take care of their own business.
And when I look at the Steelers' schedule now today compared to before the weekend, the end is daunting. But you got Cleveland and Cincinnati. You're going to be a favorite in both games. Cleveland hadn't beat you in 20 years at home, apart from the COVID game that I don't count because it doesn't fit my narrative. You play Cincinnati and Browning, I mean, and their offensive line stinks, and their defense was never good. Green Bay's at home. Indianapolis is at home. Los Angeles on the road, going to be a home game. And they're what they were last year, man. Like, they came out gangbusters to start. That's not a bad football team, the Los Angeles Chargers, but are they elite? I don't think so. How many elite teams are there in the AFC? We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. But then you got Cincinnati again, Chicago, tough place to play, and they're better than they've been. But I don't know. These next six games are all winnable.
Yeah.
Now, you could lose them. They're not going to win all these games, but they're going to be sitting pretty, man. And if you're 5-1 and the Ravens are 1-5, you're golden.
Yeah.
I do think they're the worst team in the NFL right now.
Raiders.
I think they're the second worst team in the NFL right now. The way that they're currently constructed. Jets. They're the third worst team in the NFL right now. Dolphins. Fourth worst team in the NFL right now. I mean, that was an offense in Houston that could not move the football. And they went up and down the field.
That's the thing, too. Like, when Lamar does come back, is this defense going to have a revelation? This is the second time I use the word in 3 minutes.
I love it.
Are they going to have a revelation where they become a really good defense again this year like they did last year? I don't see that happening.
I don't know how you're going to stop the run all year long whenever you don't have Matt Ebuka. I mean, he's the straw that really stirs that drink. Ravens fans are talking about how much they miss Patrick Queen because Roquan Smith wasn't the same even before he got hurt. Humphrey wasn't the same even before he got hurt. Like, getting those guys back will help, undoubtedly, but their defense was cheeks before they lost all these guys. They remind me a lot, when healthy, of what Cincinnati was last year. Like, I don't think Zach Gore is cut out for the job. I think he's going to get probably canned at the end of the season. They got Chuck Pagano on staff, but that hasn't helped to this point. Like I said, they're going to have to be perfect. You're going to have to win a lot of games 35-34, but that means you're going to lose a game 35-34. Or two in there, even if you're playing the best version of football that the Baltimore Ravens can play, and you don't have Justin Tucker like he was prior to last year, where you can count on him to dig these games out. I'll tell you, I think Cleveland right now is the second best team in the division.
I agree.
And I think they're a tough matchup for Pittsburgh. I do worry about that game a little bit, the way that they rush the passer.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw exactly what the Steelers saw in the Vikings. They started lining up with extra offensive linemen, and they were playing with a bunch of tight ends. And they were game, man.
Yeah, they were.
I was happy for the Vikings fans because a lot of them, I'm sure, stayed in Europe.
Yep.
And, man, you go out there and you get the diarrhea. I guess I'm speaking just from my own experience. You go out there for 2 weeks. Your team goes 0-2 against the Steelers and Browns. I'm sure you'd have a great time outside of the stadium, but you'd never forget that. Remember that time we went to Europe for 2 weeks and we're away from our families and lost our jobs and blah, 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 and we went 0-2, and the second game was against Cleveland and Dylan Gabriel? But they were game.
Mm-hmm.
They played tough, man. I think right now I would pick the Browns to go on the road and beat Baltimore. I think I'd pick the Browns right now to go on the road and beat Cincinnati.
I can't disagree.
And I thought Gabriel was fine. I thought he was fine. Should the Bengals trade for a quarterback?
Probably not. You know, come in and learn a whole new system. Unless they have a quarterback that was on the roster last year that's out there that they could give, you know, they could give him a spark that knows Zach Taylor's offense. I don't know who their backup was last year.
Browning.
I mean, behind Browning.
Oh. That's a level of knowledge I do not own. I do not have that. I do not know who the Bengals' third-string quarterback was last year.
So probably not.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Well, you can get Russell Wilson. Okay.
What are you playing for at this point?
That's the other thing. Do you want to keep your season alive until Joe Burrow gets back? Like, he's going to come in here. He's not going to know the offense, whomever you get. So it's going to take time. Now, we've seen it before. Like, Baker Mayfield, when he signed with the Rams and Sean McVay, he got in on, like, a Wednesday and won them a football game. Like, it can happen. And they do have the weapons. But I didn't feel all that great about their chance to make the playoffs with a healthy Joe Burrow because of how bad their defense was. I think you almost punt on the season. You get a top five draft pick, and you hope Joe Burrow comes back healthy next year, and you infuse that group with some talent, draft an offensive lineman in the top mm-hmm. five, and just see where it goes. I'll say this, too. I think the Ravens did a terrible job of filling their backup quarterback role. Like, they've always had a guy that was like Lamar light.
RG3, Huntley. I mean, they've always had somebody that could run that offense. Now you have Cooper Rush.
He's just not a fit, which is going to take away as well from what Derrick Henry can do. And the game script obviously got away from them in that regard. I don't know what the hell they were thinking. I know Cooper Rush, he actually had, I don't know what it is now, he had a winning record as a backup quarterback, but you need a guy that's a reasonable facsimile of Lamar Jackson so you can keep running your stuff. And he's not that. If he was the Steelers' backup quarterback, I don't know that I'd feel all that bad about it, but there it just doesn't make any sense. So we're feeling pretty good about the Steelers' chances in the AFC North. We'll take your calls all morning long at 412-928-9370. The Steelers' warts were not on display this weekend because they didn't play. The rest of the AFC North, you get them under the microscope, and it is UGLY. It's ugly. How you feeling about the Steelers? Do you think they're going to be division champs? 412-928-9370. Do you think the Steelers will win their next two games? We'll get into that coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steelers were off this weekend. Let's talk Taylor Swift album. What do you think?
No.
Did you listen to any of it?
No.
Me neither.
I heard it's mid.
Is that what your kids were saying?
That's what Rochelle told me.
I thought it was 6-7.
Do you know what 6-7 means?
Have no idea, do you?
No.
No clue.
Nobody can explain it to me.
Gas? Is that something that the kids say?
I think that's something that we said.
Yeah, that Ophelia one keeps playing on my radio. It's a banger, but I haven't listened to any of the lyrics, and I guess the lyrics are kind of mid, is what people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling Stone did a review that was quite scathing. We'll give a scathing review of the rest of the AFC North teams right now. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. They all stink. I think the Browns are the best out of the bunch at this exact moment. And hey, the Ravens will get Lamar Jackson back at some point. The injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Marlon Humphreys could be back at some point. Roquan Smith could be back at some point. Matabike won't. I almost did a Rob Gronkowski there, which we'll play later on in the show. But they're not going to win next week because they're that bad. They're going to be 1-5 at the bye. Even if they become the Ravens that we all thought they could be before the year began, they're going to have to be darn near perfect to win the AFC North. I don't see it happening, man. If the Steelers beat the Ravens 1 out of 2 times, they're going to win the AFC North.
Yep.
And maybe if you lose both of them, you could win the AFC North because math. A lot of people, when I tweeted out yesterday that if the Steelers don't win the North, .. Well, look at their schedule. Look at the Ravens' schedule. Folks, math. Seriously. The Steelers win 10 games every year. They just do. They're not awe-inspiring. No one watched the first month of the season and went, oh boy, there's a Super Bowl champion. But you know what? They're going to do what they always do. They're going to win 10 games.
Yep.
And if you win 10 games, based on the Ravens starting probably 1-5, you're going to win the division. 412-928-9370. Do you agree? You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Do either of the next two games make you nervous as a Steelers guy?
They don't make me nervous, but I still kind of squint because I know how these games do go for the Steelers as they have in the past. And 2 years ago, it just pops into my mind, as I brought up last week, Arizona Cardinals being terrible 2 years ago and New England Patriots being terrible 2 years ago. Both teams come into Pittsburgh and beat the Steelers whenever the Steelers should have won those football games.
Yeah, you lost to Bailey Zappi.
Yes.
And a Bill Belichick who was closer to dating a mid-20-year-old and losing a lot of games at UNC than he was to winning Super Bowls.
Yep.
Does he make it beyond 1 year, by the way?
No, he's one and done.
Will it be his decision or theirs?
Both. They part ways.
Little mutual decision there.
Yes.
If he wasn't Bill Belichick, I think he'd get some grace. Year one, all those transfers, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But he's Bill Belichick.
Right.
He doesn't get the grace.
Right.
But we digress. I'm not worried about either of these two games, man. I'm not. The Browns game worries me more than the Bengals game, oddly, but really, if you don't win both, I'll be surprised. I think half a month from now, man, we're going to be sitting here talking about the 5-1 Steelers, and maybe they're not going to be all that impressive, but 5-1's 5-1. They have beat the Browns 20 consecutive times in the regular season at Acrisure Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The Browns have to jump across the pond after losing a heartbreaker with a rookie quarterback where Myles Garrett didn't make the plays at the end of the game the way TJ Watt made plays all throughout the game in Dublin, I might add. The travel works against them. You're playing on the road that works against them. Mike Tomlin's excellent against rookie quarterbacks, particularly at Acrisure Stadium. There's not a lot of reasons to think the Browns are going to walk up in here and beat the Steelers. And the Steelers have already opened as a 3.5-point favorite.
The only way is if the Steelers caught this bye week, and we think it's at the right time because of injuries and getting stuff, you know, aligned and getting guys healthy. But if they caught the bye week at the wrong time where they finally found that momentum and now that momentum has stalled because of the bye week. Like what you grasped last game in Ireland, and you found a running game, you had your backup running back run for 99 yards, DK Metcalf over 100 yards, Aaron Rodgers looked like he was, you know, pretty good, obviously. The defense playing at a high level. If you lose all that momentum from the bye week, that's the way that I think that they can get caught. But you have to do it. They had to do whatever they possibly could this last week, and this week here to figure out how they can regain that momentum that they had, because they kind of do. You just naturally lose it whenever you don't play.
I think it might be ugly. I think it might be an ugly game. But you've got Aaron Rodgers, and they've got a rookie quarterback making his first start on the road. And I realize it was a tough environment in London, and he didn't play bad. He didn't play bad, and they ran the ball better than they had this season. And their defensive line, their front four, is a tough matchup for the Steelers' offensive line. But I'll take the intangible stuff with the Steelers. I think from top to bottom, the Steelers are better, and I think they're going to win the game. And the bettors are already looking that way. The Steelers open is a 3.5-point favorite. That spread has already moved to -4.5, which I like it. I like it when the public are on our guys. I like when there's line movement, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you talk about the rust factor. Always a concern coming off a bye. But I have faith because of how well the offense played. And I know the Jets are terrible, but the offense played really well week one. And you scored a bunch of touchdowns. And Rodgers threw 4 touchdowns. And he had never played in a Steelers uniform before. Like, they came in basically cold as an offense, and they played really well offensively. Cleveland's defense is good. I'm not going to take that away. We love to clown the Browns. That defense is really good. I think you put up 20, though, you win the game. I think they'll put up 20. I think they'll win the game. We'll get more in-depth into the game as the week goes on.
Can they protect Rodgers, though?
No. So, get it out of his hand quick, run the ball, play an extra offensive lineman, play more Darnell Washington, get rid of some of the deeper, longer developing play action routes that really we haven't seen a lot since game one, and don't let Myles Garrett wreck the game. You know, it should be Darnell Washington and Broderick Jones punching that guy in the face every single play. Every single play. If you block that guy, if you protect Rodgers enough, then Cleveland's not going to win the football game. And I think you're going to see the rookie quarterback make some mistakes the way that he didn't make terrible mistakes in the Vikings game. I mean, this I've always thought is more of a advantage in college football. Choking on Zim. I tried to battle through it.
I saw you.
I tried my hardest there, man.
You did.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
I heard you gulp.
Couldn't do it. I almost swallowed the thing whole. Holy cow. I've always thought it's more of a college thing, like a tough schedule spot. This is a tough schedule spot. The Steelers been resting. Your quarterback's 41. He's got to have his feet up. He probably did get his couple pints of Guinness that he was pining for being over there in Ireland. You're arrested. You're going to get some guys back. Highsmith might come back. That's a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen with Herbig?
Joey Porter Jr.
You're going to get Joey Porter Jaylen. Jr. back. I don't know that Ramsey plays. We'll find out more.
No, but Jaylen Warren.
Oh, yeah. They got 2 Jaylens.
Yep.
Different spellings.
Yeah, why?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. You tell me.
There's a why.
Oh. So you're going to get back and healthy. Meanwhile, Cleveland, they got to fly 15 time zones to come back and play you on the road. You should win the game. How about Cincinnati? We nervous about that one. 412-928-9370. In 2 weeks. Actually, shoot. By next Friday, will we be talking about the 5-1 Steelers? 412-928-9370. Your calls, texts, and tweets when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, depending on where you look right now, AFC North futures odds. The Ravens at plus 100, the Steelers at plus 110. Why do the Ravens continue to get any benefit of the doubt? Because Lamar's great? awesome. He ain't playing next week. The Steelers will win next week. The Ravens will lose, and it'll finally flip. And it will flip for good, I think. What say you? 412-928-9370. What will the Steelers' record be after the next two games? Will it be 3-2? Bad math. 3-3? I'll do it this way. What will the Steelers do in their next two games? Go 2-0, 1-1, or 0-2? That's easier on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the subject of the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Based on the travel, even though I think the Browns are a better team and it's a tougher matchup, based on all that and the rookie quarterback, I think the Steelers win. Cincinnati still scares me. Why? Jake Browning's no good. They're no good. But Tomlin is 2-9 in road Thursday night games. 0-6 against divisional rivals.
Ooh, man.
On the road on Thursday nights. So he'll have to buck the trend. Brandon in D.C. wants to weigh in. Good morning to you, Brandon.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing? This is Brandon from D.C., huge Steelers fan. I've been listening to you guys for years.
Love it.
I've never called, but this is the morning, and I'm going to give my opinion on my boys. Hey, we're looking pretty good. I feel like we won the bye week, and I'm saying that because the entire AFC took L's. It can't be that. We sat back with our feet up and watched the entire division burn down. That was fantastic, especially that I live in the area where the Baltimore Ravens are.
Yeah, baby.
They took that loss. That felt so freaking good. And, yes, they are going to lose again next week while we beat the Cleveland Browns. I am a quite bit nervous because Dylan Gabriel performed better than I thought he was.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't matter. They flying back from London. We should be able to take the Browns out. But it also is against the Browns, and that also makes me nervous. Also against the Bengals, they will not lose. October 16th is my birthday, and we will destroy those Bengals in their stadium at Paycor. Go Steelers. We're going to do it. We're going to win the AFC North.
Real quick here, Brandon, because I could feel a dismount coming from you. A little advice. You might already do this, but you should listen to the Ravens postgame show after they lose. Just put your feet up and have a cold one or two. That sounds like some good Schadenfreude.
You know what? I will take your advice and do that next weekend.
My man. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
He's confident.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard not to be at this point, like when you're on paper or just watching and just seeing how everything unfolded this past weekend and then knowing the who you have in front of you.
And it might be more about the competition than it is about the Steelers. That's okay, too.
But you have to get better while you're going against this type of competition.
Absolutely.
And if you want to be there in the end.
I think we'll probably get into this at some point this week, but can you blow the Browns out? Could you please?
One of them.
I think stylistically and roster-wise, the team that they'd be more likely to blow out is Cincinnati, but the situation probably lends itself to blowing Cleveland out and then winning a rock fight against Cincy because it's a Thursday. But I love what you've been saying about that game. It's about you.
Yeah.
You don't need to be all that fancy. You play an extra offensive lineman. You run it down Cincinnati's backside. And if you get out of there 13-10, you get out of there 13-10. I never care about style points on Thursdays. I know Steelers fans are obsessed with style points, man. And I listened to Josh Roundtree because I was driving back and forth between Bell Vernon this weekend. And I thought Josh did a great show. He's talking about style points. Steelers fans calling saying they want style points. You got to show that you can beat the snot out of a bad team every once in a while. I totally buy that. Not on a Thursday. And really not in September either. We talked about that last week. You just win in September. You find a way to win. If they're playing the same level of football at the end of October as they are in September, it's probably not going to be good enough. But we're going to allow for the opportunity for them to get better.
I think if people say that because you see teams like the Lions do that.
Correct.
You see the
and top the Eagles
teams,
last
the Eagles
year.
Last year, yes.
And the Lions.
Yes. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, like they'll score points. Like you just see these teams take care of it. I mean, you want to talk about style points. Look at
Indy.
Yes. Yes.
They're the best team in the AFC right now. I don't know that they have the staying power, but they don't. They don't mess around.
No, it's crazy.
Like, what? So we threw out the tweet. What will the Steelers do in their next two games? 60% of people, results are early, saying they're going to go 2-0. I think it says for Steelers fans more about the opposition than it does the team, because I don't think Steelers fans writ large right now are totally buying in, even at 3-1. You find a way to win one of these games with the style points, and you set up that titanic matchup against Green Bay, Sunday Night Football, Acrisure Stadium, I think some of the narratives will change. And I think that's a winnable game, too. Not to get too ahead of ourselves. We already got text. What are you doing? You're jinxing them, blah, blah, blah. We're just saying what we see. 412-928-9370. What will the Steelers do in their next two games? 2-0, 1-1, 0-2. Forget the ties. This ain't Europe. We ain't worried about the ties. And which game makes you more nervous? 412-928-9370. Also a former Steeler tearing it up right now. It has us asking an obvious question. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. What will the Steelers do in their next two games? 2-0, 1-1, 0-2. 412-928-9370, the number, and that's the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Rob in West Mifflin. Hi, Rob.
What's going on? How are you, man?
Great.
I'm not here. You say Cleveland's better than Steelers, man.
No. They're the second best team in the AFC North right now, though, don't you think?
Yeah, they definitely are. Their defense definitely be biting, but it's going to be the same old man. It's going to be a dog fight with Cleveland, and I'm not looking past the Thursday game, because we already know. You just said the stats, when the stats don't lie. But I think the way this. Cincinnati is probably the worst looking. They're probably the worst team in the NFL right now, man, the way they've been playing. So, like I said, it's going to be a division game, but nothing's easy in the NFL. We've seen that yesterday with all the upsets. But I think Cleveland will be a dogfight, and they'll go up there and probably just, you know, do enough to win to get out of Cincinnati.
I think
come home 5-1.
Yeah, I don't know how many style points they're going to get. I do think they'll go 2-0, Doran.
Yeah.
I think Friday next week we'll be talking about, that didn't look so good, but...
But you got a W.
Exactly. And if you're 5-1, folks, you're going to win the division. Here's a text. With the schedule, Baltimore will have a lot of weak teams after their bye. They'll probably win 8 of their last 9 games. I don't know how anybody can say that.
Not by the way that their defense is playing. Like,
exactly,
I know they'll get Lamar
right.
Jackson back, but, like, I don't see them fixing their defense, and that's the issue.
Lamar had been Superman the first few games. He was leading the NFL in touchdowns. I haven't looked at the updated stats this morning on touchdown passes, but it didn't matter. They were still sitting there at 1-3. And I understand who they played. Fair enough. But they gave up 40 points to Buffalo. Is Buffalo lighting the world on fire? No. Their defense is one of the worst in the NFL, if not the worst in the NFL. And Rob from West Mifflin, who's one of our favorite callers, he said, I think Cincinnati's the worst team. I think right now Baltimore's right there, too. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Anthony in Oakland. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. The difference between this Pittsburgh Steelers team and previous ones is going to be Aaron Rodgers. He sees that he has an opportunity for this team to win the division, have some home playoff games, and this is his legacy. He wants to go out a winner. He got criticized even in Green Bay for losing home playoff games. And I just think he's the one who's going to push these players and hold them accountable that we haven't seen around here in a long time. You can already tell the way he's holding Freiermuth and Austin. And he even threw a side eye at Metcalf when he was doing some drops. So, I mean, he's going to hold people accountable. He sees himself as circular 2020 Brady. And he wants to go out for his legacy.
Yeah, and he's a legit leader. And that's what thanks, Anthony. Like, he is that legit leader that they've been missing since even maybe whenever Ben was here. We know that Ben was Ben, but was he that true leader that he was going to hold guys accountable? He was going to call some guys out and wasn't shy on his radio show, things like that. But I think whenever Aaron Rodgers does hold people accountable, he fixes what he's holding them accountable for. Like, it's not just like, you need to get better, or you need to be in the right spot. Like, no, this is why you need to be in the right spot. This is why you need to get better.
Yeah.
This is why we need to be on the same page. This is how we fix it. Not just calling you out and putting it all on you. I'm going to help you get there. even though I'm still calling you out and holding you accountable, and I want you to play at a high level, I'm going to show you how to do it. And you have to be able to grasp what I'm giving out to you.
Meanwhile, when the Steelers lost five in a row last year, you've got positive Russ. And that's not what you need.
No.
That's not what you need. Their offense was putrid. Their defense was missing assignments. And you had Russell Wilson saying, it's okay, rah, rah, everything's going to be okay. Aaron Rodgers ain't going to let that fly. He's just not. And all the guy does is throw touchdown passes. Like, is he going to stop being good in the red zone? I don't think so. And I don't think they've even scratched the surface.
Exactly.
So I'm optimistic. Can you win 11 games? You win 11 games, you absolutely win the division. You win 10, you might win the division. But the question is, what do they do over these next two at 412-928-9370? Texter writes in, I hate to say it, but the Steelers will go 1-1. They always find a way to lose a game they should win. They do. They do, which gives us pause. But I think they're going to squeak to a 2-0 record these next two. So do you. What say you? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls. We have open phones up until 8:45 when Eric Carlson is going to join the program. Mark Caboli from 9 o'clock until 10 coming up next. Like I said, we'll take your calls. Also, we'll look around the AFC. Are the Steelers maybe right up there near the top? Am I allowed to ask that question?
Sure.
Is there anybody definitively better than the Steelers right now in the AFC? We'll get to that when we come back. First Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.